We're visiting this morning with the coordinators of the American Red Cross blood drive effort here in Atlantic. Fred and Becky Hunt join us in studio this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having us. We'd like to talk today about what our representative has been telling us, that the Red Cross is really an emergency for the need of blood. The summer has been particularly bad. There are more people getting blood right now than are giving.
You know, sometimes you run into that dangerous situation where it's kind of the Chicken Little thing. They always say they need blood. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because they always do. The blood supply is always very fragile, and it's always right about exactly what you need. In times of an emergency, it can be a desperate need. So, but now it seems like the blood donations are down slightly, you know, maybe more so than they usually are in the summer months. I know everybody's got excuses, but the people that don't have excuses are the ones who really need it.
That's true. The Red Cross tells us that they need to collect 17,000 blood donations every day to keep up with the patient's needs.
That's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of blood.
It's a lot of donors.
It's a lot of blood.
That's a lot of donors out there. And I know there are a lot of locations nowadays where folks can do blood drives. Schools do them. Some businesses do them. Hospitals will do them, in addition to the community blood drives and things. And that's all great. But it's time for people maybe to take a step back and look at, when was the last time you did this, if you've done it before? And if you've never done it, why not? How easy is it for a first-timer, Fred, to pop in and give blood? Pretty simple?
Well, yeah, it is. All you need is a picture ID. A lot of people have a Red Cross donation card if they've given before, but a first-timer just needs his driver's license or whatever, and he's can give his health history to the nurse and can be donating and hopefully be in and out in about an hour's time.
There are several types of blood. You need them all, don't you?
We do.
Yeah. O negative is the universal one. The other day after the airplane crash, I heard the spokesman for the hospital in San Francisco mentioning to the press that starting IV O negative blood was one of the things that was happening to some of the people that were injured.
You just never know when those emergencies might happen close to home, too. We were kind of talking before we started on the air this morning that, you know, making comments about, like, for example, today you are giving for someone else because they need it. Well, maybe tomorrow you'll be the one that needs it. Don't you hope that someone else actually shows up and donates the blood? Because it's a real emergency if they don't.
Yes, it is.
It's not only trauma, of course, but donated blood products are perishable, and they're used for cancer patients, organ transplants, different surgeries where there's a need for transfusions, premature babies, sickle cell anemia patients. So donors can feel good about donating blood because you don't know whose life might be saved for what reason that they need blood. But there's a point in life where many people need blood that never thought they would.
It's true. Let's go back to the kind of the basics here. Who can give blood?
Anybody who's over 17 years old, as long as you're not on some kind of medication that prevents it, almost everybody can give blood.
There is a screening process when you do first come in, and it's a very simple process that in large measure you're going to do by yourself anyway to make sure that you're able to donate on that particular day. It doesn't take that long, does it?
No, and we're trying to get it down to even more quickly. They have a computer now, but everything is computerized. You walk in, you hand them your card, they scan it. It's just like going to the grocery store.
Unfortunately, not everybody who walks in will always be accepted. There are different examples and things where folks might not be able to give blood on that particular day. So that's why it's so important for everybody, as many as possible, to show up each time.
That's right.
Yeah. You get a lot of good volunteers, too, that that help out here locally. I know the Red Cross has a staff of people that come out, and it's amazing how they can set up almost a little city in one day with all the cubicles and things and all the areas that you need with all the paid staff. But it's all the local volunteers, too, that have been really loyal over the years.
We have great volunteers. I really can't say enough about them. And some of the volunteers come and donate their time because they can't donate their blood any longer. And so they still want to be a part of the Atlantic Community Blood Drive, and we really appreciate it. You know, the blood drive is something that we do because we have to, but it's also a very social thing to do. People sit around after they've donated blood and have a little sandwich and some cookies and visit, and it's times that we see people that we wouldn't see them at all if it weren't for the blood drive.
No doubt. And for some of those folks, yeah, you think about, well, gee, I've never given blood. What's it like? Well, you know, in large measure, folks will bring books. they'll be on their phone during the course of that time. They might just be visiting with the person who's giving blood right next to them. As you say, it can be pretty much whatever you want it to be.
It can.
When folks come out to do that, the whole process from start to finish, from the time they check in till the time they have their cookie and their sandwich and then walk out the door after that short period there, it takes how long?
We aim for an hour.
So they can do it over lunch.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
It's very simple to do. Do you get folks that come out as groups?
No, not so much. We have people who bring in a friend when they're donating. They'll have a friend come along with them. And we have one family where three of the boys come in with their father. And it's a real joy to watch that family come in and donate blood together.
You take groups, though.
We do. We would love to have groups.
Love to have groups.
Love to have groups.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Well, you guys have been doing, how long have you been coordinating?
Gosh, I was thinking about that today. It's been 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's, gosh, before that it was
Margaret,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
And she did it for a long time.
17 years.
Yeah. Why do people stay so loyal? You know, that, the volunteers that you have, they just feel the need to be able to do the public service?
I think we recognize the need for blood, and we don't know. Like you said a while ago, it might be us next time.
Yeah. You know, I suppose a common question you get from folks when they do give blood, where does it go?
Blood goes to the office in Omaha, mm-hmm. and I think it's processed there, and then it goes to hospitals in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. But I know sometimes Red Cross will send you a card about what happened to your blood and who it went to help. It's very generalized information. And I did get one once that went to a man in a hospital in Denver. So, you know, it can go far flung from little old Atlantic, Iowa.
I got one once too. I was shocked, floored actually. It was one of the first times I'd given blood.
Oh, really?
So I was really kind of surprised. But all of a sudden, a few weeks later, I got the card in the mail. And as you said, it was very general. There are certain rules and regs on what you can say. But without giving any specifics out, it told me the type of person that it was, male or female, about the age range roughly, and said that they were a cancer patient who was in desperate need at that particular time. And you know that transfusion may very well have helped save their lives. And wow, what a feeling that is when you read that. That's not your normal junk mail.
No, it isn't. It isn't at all.
Yeah, that's a good feeling to do that.
Well, we appreciate your faithfulness in donating since that time, too. It's been great to see you come.
Well, you know, everybody tries to be as faithful as they can. Schedules run into things, and as we talked about up front, you know, it's summer. So I know folks are going here, going there. They're chasing their kids around to ball games and what have you. There are vacations and things. In the wintertime, you hear about, well, gosh, it's, you know, again, sports events that I'm chasing my kids around to or activities. You got holidays and things in there. But like we said before, the reality is no matter what the season, there's always seems to be an excuse. But the patients don't have a lot of excuses. They can't just run away from the need. So it's really important. What's the goal?
The goal is 109.
Is that a pretty aggressive goal?
It is. For lately, we have been down in our donations. So we'd really like to see that 109 this time or even more.
Very good. Well, I'll give you one last chance. Give the sales pitch here real quick, because the next blood drive is coming up this Thursday, July 18th. It's at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center, where it's been for a very long time, at noon to 6. Noon to 6. So if folks have not given before, or maybe they have before but have kind of gotten away from that, give them that last sales pitch. Why should they consider coming out?
Well, Red Cross has a slogan that sums it up. The need is constant. The gratification is instant. So give blood.
Very good. And if they want to call and make appointments,
they can call our number, 243-5777.
Very good. Well, if you
they
could...
can also walk in. They can make an appointment with the Red Cross by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or they can go online. We try to make it really easy for them.
Very good. Well, I know your concern is with this particular community blood drive, because that's the one you chair, but donating blood is important. If you can't make this one, try to make another one somewhere in the neighborhood, too, and get back on a regular blood drive schedule so that you can continue to help out.
Thank you much, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.